It's good to be here with you all tonight. If you will, turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1. I remember seeing Brother Henry on TV, and he would always hold his notebook up here so he could see. I have a hard time seeing. I've always had a hard time seeing, and I have an eye problem. Both of these eyes are bad, and they're never going to get any better. But I also have an eye problem in here. Me, myself, and I, that's my biggest problem. 1 Timothy chapter 1, it is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. I want to make sure y'all heard that. This is the faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. This is the good news of the gospel. Christ came into the world to save sinners. Our God is faithful and true and cannot lie. We should believe everything He says. But if you're like me, I don't always believe. My sin is ever before me. My sin grieves me. It's over my head. I got this plague in my heart called sin. And it blocks out my view of my Lord. It seems so much bigger than I am. But He's bigger than all. He is the Lord. In Isaiah 41 it says, "Fear not thou worm Jacob." I'm a worm. I'm a Jacob. I'm a cheat, a supplanter. In my flesh dwelleth no good thing. Always looking for a reason to sin. I'm a sinner. That's all I can do. I don't want to sin. And then again, in my flesh, yes, I do. I can't quit my sinning. I wished I could. I can't save myself from my sin. I'm totally unable. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Jesus Christ is the righteousness of God. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear Him, upon them that hope in His mercy. Do you need mercy? I need mercy. Our Lord delights to show mercy. In 1 Timothy 1, verses 12 and 13, it says, "And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that He counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it in unbelief." Paul persecuted the early church. He was a self-righteous Pharisee, religious, but he didn't know God. He was going about to establish his own righteousness, but it wasn't the righteousness of God. He thought he was doing God a service by killing people of this way. Jesus Christ said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." But Paul revealed himself to Paul on the road to Damascus. Our Lord caused the light to shine out of darkness and shined into Paul's dark heart, giving the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy 1:16, "Howbeit for this cause I obtain mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting." Mercy is for the guilty. The longsuffering of our Lord is salvation. How long does he have to suffer with us? All the way. All the way. Paul was a pattern of the kind of sinners that God saves. Guilty sinners. There's no other kind. 1 Timothy 1:15. "This is the faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners." We have every reason to believe that God saves sinners. Our God is true. Let God be true and every man a liar. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. God's word is truth. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Our God is faithful. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Our God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. It's written in stone. Have you been called? 1 Corinthians 1, "For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world." His ways are not our ways. Man thinks God's going to choose the good people, the righteous people, those who are righteous on the outside, but on the inside they're dead men's bones. Self-righteousness, God hates it. A proud look, he hates it. And that's us by nature. But God. "But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord." The Lord Jesus Christ is all our salvation. He's all I have. I have no other way. I have nothing. No one else has saved me. I can't save myself. Does our unbelief make void the faithfulness of God? Oh, we're so full of it. 1 Timothy 2:13. "If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. He can't deny his sovereign electing grace. He can't deny the blood of his only beloved Son. He cannot deny his word." Feelings come, feelings go. My warrant is the word of God. Nothing else is worth believing. Jesus Christ alone. Our God is worthy to be believed. In Hebrews 3, "Wherefore, holy, Brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and the high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who had builded the house hath more honor than the house. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom we are chief. The Lord Jesus Christ is God's chosen one, the anointed one. He is the Messiah, the only mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. And thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. He shall not fail nor be discouraged. He's not like us. He has all power. He has all power to save. He came into the world. He came. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which he hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at that last day. He came. Well, where did he come from? Well, in Proverbs chapter 8, it says, "The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way. Before his works of old, I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, wherever the earth was." Our Lord Jesus Christ was with the Father in the very beginning. He said, "Let us make man in our own image." In fact, Christ was the one who created this world and everything therein. When he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree that the water should not pass by, the Lord Jesus Christ was with him. "Then I was with him as one brought up with him. I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him." Our Lord Jesus Christ came. Well, how did he come? God became a man. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up unto glory. He is made of a woman. When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that are under the law. Don't you feel the power of the law? It says, do, 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 don't, don't. I'm guilty. I can't keep it. I need a redeemer. Christ is that redeemer. He was born of a virgin. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, "Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. The angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and call his name Jesus." Has Jesus Christ been conceived in your heart? Is Christ in you the hope of glory? Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates? Our Lord came without spot, without blemish. He came into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. He came into His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He came to save sinners. A sinner is a sacred thing. The Holy Ghost has made him so. Most men are not sinners. They are. They just don't know it. I spoke to a man one time. He was a religious man. I said, "Are you a sinner?" He said, "Well, I'm not perfect." But I said, "But are you a sinner?" "Well, I'm a pretty good fellow, but I'm not as bad as some people." "Yes, yes, you are. Yes, you are. We're all bad. We're all bad. The heart of man is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" Oh. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as the leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. All we like sheep have gone astray. Oh boy. For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. Do you feel lost? I feel lost. My sin gets me lost. I lose sight of Christ and I get lost. Oh, have mercy on me. Seek thy servant because I've gone astray. I love that last verse in Psalm 119. Jonah said, "Salvation is of the Lord." Jonah disobeyed God and went astray and got in trouble. He ended up in a deep mire with seaweed wrapped around his head. He was brought to his wit's end. All he could do was cry. In his heart, he looked toward the temple, to the mercy seat, to Christ, the only Savior of sinners. Salvation is of the Lord. How is a sinner saved? For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Are you yet a sinner? I'm yet a sinner. Or do you say, "I used to be a sinner. I quit my drinking, smoking, cussing, chewing, running around with women who do." Oh, boy. Anyone that says that doesn't know sin. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. For if when we were enemies, we are reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. He ever liveth to make intercession. For He hath made Him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. The Lord Jesus Christ became a sinner's substitute. In my place condemned he stood. He's the only offering God will accept. The Lord Jesus Christ, perfect, spotless Lamb of God. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Jesus Christ is the sinner's substitute, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree. Jesus Christ is the sinner's scapegoat, upon whose head we confess our sins, and by faith see him take them on himself, take them away, remove them far from us, never to be remembered again. By looking to him and to him only, we find peace. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God. I always substitute that word faith with Christ. Being justified by Christ, we have peace with God. Because my faith is so up and down, I have no faith in my faith. But Jesus Christ is my all. He made peace by the blood of his cross. I can't make peace. Everything I do is wrong. God has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. The blood of a sinner can't satisfy God's justice. Only the blood of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declared unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Our Lord Jesus Christ is able to save us. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost, them that come to God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession. Ephesians 3, verse 20 and 21. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. That's all I got. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts.